Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
One of the creators of the igloo, Martina Berklicich. Did I get that right, Martina?
You know what? That was good enough.
I'm so sorry. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I loved this story. We were tickled to read it through and it published this morning. What inspired you to build an igloo in the backyard?
Yeah, so the idea first came to life during the polar vortex of the pandemic winter. So we were living in a high-rise on Howard Street in Rogers Park. And like everyone else, we were looking for ways to bring a little joy to a tough time. So we turned our balcony into an ice lounge. The kids loved it, and it became a special project. And so that's where the idea came from.
And now you've upgraded to a full igloo.
Yeah. So after, moving to Edison Park, we wanted to keep the tradition alive, and that's where the latest 10-foot igloo came in. This is one of the biggest we've done, and I've done ourselves this year.
It looks incredible. It's not just a pile of snow you dug out. You freeze giant bricks of ice in what, like Tupperware containers? What do you use to make the bricks?
Yeah, so it's trial and error. We used to use Tupperware containers, and this year we learned that if we use aluminum, like the tin aluminum
trays, almost, yeah.
Trays, yeah, thank you. That actually, it freezes better, and they come out in a better shape. So we purchased about 100 of those from the dollar store, and we kind of had to cycle them, right? So we freeze 100, we store them, and then we freeze the next 100. But, yeah, we did that about five times, so over 500 bricks of ice, yeah.
That's amazing. I imagine you freeze them outside. This doesn't fit in your freezer.
Oh, yes, of course, yes, outside.
Do you guys each winter, like, look at, like, the 10-day forecast and, like, try and hit the perfect time for it where it's certainly cold enough and stays cold enough that you can make it and enjoy it for a while?
Yeah, there is definitely a science to this, and I have to credit that also Matic because he pays attention to the weather. So he's constantly, you know, we started this project, I think, before even New Year's, right, because it takes a while, so we're definitely paying attention to the weather, making sure that it stays cold enough consistent, you know, for a consistent amount of days.
And what do you do in the igloo once you've built it?
Well, we enjoy ourselves. So we've made it a fun nighttime routine. We'll go in there with a little charcuterie board and we kind of hang out in there. Today's my birthday, so I actually have some girlfriends that saw the article this morning, and they said, Martina, can we please come over and hang out in it? And I said, absolutely.
That's awesome. Hang out there, have some charcuterie, maybe a glass of wine or two, and it must be, I mean, it's not warm as the house, but there's a reason why so many generations of folks build igloos and still continue to do so. It really works to kind of cozy you up.
Yes, it is actually, it's slightly warmer, and you know what, we are winter people. We love our winter sports. We're always skiing or finding ways to be outside during the winter, so we definitely have more than enough gear on, and so we layer up real well. Chicagoans are some of the most resilient people, right? We don't just survive the frigid cold. We find ways to thrive in it. So I think that these igloos are a perfect example of how we embrace our winters and turn them into something magical.
I love it. Do you just let it melt, or do you deconstruct this thing?
We've never built one this large, and we actually haven't discussed that structural engineering and how we're going to take it down, but now you just gave us something to think about. if we don't knock it down, it's going to last for a while.
Yeah, you'll be like the last. We always love doing a story about the last remaining pile of snow in a parking lot that had been piled high, and it lasts till like March, April, or May. We'll have to check in with you and see when that thing finally melts completely, and that'll be the unofficial start of spring in Chicago.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Our igloo is a way to, it'll be that signal.
Yes, the changing of the seasons. Well, happy birthday, Martina. Thanks for hopping on. All the pictures are at blockclubchicago.org there on the homepage. And enjoy your night tonight. Have some fun, okay?
Yes, and thank you. It's truly heartwarming that you reached out, and, you know, I appreciate it a ton, and we're excited, you know.
Yeah, it was a great article by Molly. It was really fun to read. Take care, Martina. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.